Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rocky Nelson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Witt. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Red Witt. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Art Schult. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Earl Averill. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Skinner. The throw from Taylor to Banks and they have Skinner trapped. The throw over to Marshall, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. Taylor scores. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Benny Daniels now pitching. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels strikes out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Skinner. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Skinner steals second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-1 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clemente moves to third. One out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kravitz for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hoke takes first base on ball four. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoke. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Hoke steals second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Schult reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 0 for 1 in the game. Daniels is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nelson hits a fly ball into right field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0 for 2 in the game. Kravitz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Hoke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Hoke reaches third base with a triple. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hoke tags and scores. One out. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 0-for-2 in the game. Daniels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Daniels reaches third base with a triple. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schult strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-3 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clemente moves to third. Bill Henry now pitching. Dick Stewart pinch hits for Danny Kravitz. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill juggles the ball. That's an error on Averill. Clemente scores. Nelson moves to second. It's 2-1, Pirates. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Hoke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelson scores. Stewart moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Pirates. Don Elston now pitching. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hardy Peterson now catching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herb Noren pinch hits for Don Elston. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. George Altman pinch runs for Herb Noren. Roy Face now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Pirates. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Marshall moves to second. Walt Morin pinch hits for Billy Williams. Fred Green now pitching. Lee Walls pinch hits for Walt Morin. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Bob Porterfield now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks is walked intentionally. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing right field. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Art Schult now playing left field. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 4 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill strikes out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Don Eddie pinch runs for Sammy Taylor. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie scores. It's Pirates, 3, Cubs, 3. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Marshall now playing left field. Earl Averill now catching. Dale Long now playing first base. Al Dark now playing third base. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Clemente hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nelson is hit by the pitch. Hardy Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Nelson moves to second. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-4 in the game. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Bob Porterfield. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verdon. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Verdon steals second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski strikes out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-4 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-5 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Clemente moves to second. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Hardy Peterson. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Smokey Burgess now catching. Randy Jackson pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Donnelly now pitching. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Harry Bright pinch hits for Ron Klein. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verdon moves to second. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. Skinner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Gross now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With three walks. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 5 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks moves to third. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 6 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Clemente bunts towards the mound. Donnelly fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Donnelly. Clemente moves to second. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Nelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Marshall. Nelson reaches second base with a double. Clemente scores. It's 4-3, Pirates. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess is walked intentionally. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Burgess moves to second. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-5 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman pinch hits for Ed Donnelly. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.